The book Romans, part 45. I'm Professor Hannes Regenis of the First Decennial of Jaffa Chuan, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. I haven't written it. I have copyright of it. I have distributing rights of it. I've got printing rights of it. So I have a couple of Bibles available, which is not available in any bookshop in the world. Not one. I have a couple of copies available. Should you be interested, it's the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on. You can contact me at +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Hallelujah. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you missed out on quite a bit of information. Also, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the 1816 version, at hand. A pen and notepad is very important. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people, churches, denominations, or organizations: Hebrew, any Messianic groups, Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew movement, Sacred Name movement, Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Protestant, Catholic churches. We don't belong to no denomination or nobody. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning from South Africa into the rest of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are mainly using the Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1816 Bible translated by Dr. Joseph Leon Rotterdam, where the name Jesus was originally called Yahashua, the name God was originally Elohim Hashim, the name Lord was originally Yaffa, and the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to be part of the Gospel of Yahashua in South Africa. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahashua. The book of Romans chapter 3. Now again, we need to look at the figurative speech. By this time, we should be quite convinced that the Apostle Paul is not speaking. Apostle Paul is speaking about the Jews and the Gentiles. He's not referring to the bride of Yahashua, who are called Yahvist. Now he's referring to the Jews and the Gentiles. He says, Romans 3:13, "Their throat is open, secular, with the tongues that they use deceit. The poison of apes is under their lips." You see, the moment that they live in sin, the moment that they are not living a separated life, you will find the poison under their lips or up on their tongue. It all starts in your soul's dimension and works down into your tongue. And it's them that condemns this revelation word. Says, they're a new Hebrew group. And no, we're not a new Hebrew group. We're not Hebrew at all. I'm not Hebrew. I'm Afrikaans speaking and English speaking. And I have quite a bit of knowledge of the Zulu language. But on the end of the day, we are called Yahvist. We are functioning in the revelation names. as it was 2,000 years ago. And then it was changed by the Greeks, by the Roman Catholic Church, because they were Greeks. It was the Roman Empire that created the Roman Catholic Church in 34 AY, after Yahushua. Because of the flooding of the gospel of Yahushua, the gospel was flooding the earth. This Yahushua which they killed, which the Romans killed, just became, they call it a sect. It was no sect. It's a revelation gospel that spread the world, which was different to the paganism way of religion that was practiced by the world on that stage, which was forced onto them by the Roman Empire. And then they, in 34 AY, Yahushua, they created the Roman Catholic Church, as I explained before, to be a bumper, and to have to try and stop the spreading of the gospel of Yahushua into the world. It happened at such a rate that the Romans feared that the Yahvist will overtake the Roman Empire, overthrow the government of the Roman Empire. Because people in the millennium just came to repentance, taking the gospel from one to another, orally. He says, their throats, the Jews and the Gentiles, their throats are open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of apes is under their lips. Those mouth is full of causing and bitterness or cursing. Yeah, their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. They curse. Look at the church world today. They curse us. They're full of bitterness. Why? Because people is leaving the churches. People is following this revelation word on a daily basis. As Yahushua says, to the bride were added daily. I want to say, to this revelation world worldwide, there are added souls daily. And this cause bitterness, and they curse. I've been cursed. Pastor Rita has been cursed. The gospel has been cursed. But this is not funny. It's not something new. This has happened 2,000 years ago. As from 34 AY, the Dark Ages started. Started there already. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. The Roman Empire and the Church, Roman Catholic Church, they killed more than 150 million Yahvist and Hebrew people who would not bow under the Church religion. Even eat pagan meat that was offered unto pagan gods, denouncing the blood of Yahushua and the names. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. That's how they function. Over a period of 1,500 years, they shed 150 million people's blood. That's why Revelation 17 says, she, the Babylonian All Mother, who are clothed in scarlet and purple and red, sits with a golden mug, full of the blood of the martyrs of Yahushua and of the disciples and the apostles, the Yahvists. destruction and misery is in their way. Satan has tried everything to stop this ministry. And because it's not my ministry, it is Yahweh's ministry. It's just growing and growing and growing. People are seeking to obtain the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. And it's not the same as this 1902 Emphasis Bible. That's a corrupted Bible, translated from the Westcarthonar text, the Nestle-Aaron text, where it talks about God and Jesus and Lord and Yahweh and Jehovah, and when you won't find one of those words, references in the Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. They don't have peace in themselves. There's groups that made a song about myself, call me Prof. Hannes, Professor Hannes, and they wrote a song. They wrote a rap song, they made a rap song about the name of Yahushua. Can you think it? The way of peace have they not. Why do they do that? They don't know how to disgrace us. But to us, it has no effect. It's like water running from a duck. Why? Because our eyes is turned upon Yahushua, the giver of life. Hallelujah. There is no fear of Yahweh before their eyes. They don't fear. The Bible says, what you do to the least of my children and the kingdom's work, you are doing to myself. Now we know that things sober to law said. It said to them who are under the law, the Jews, that every mouth may be stopped, and also the Gentiles, and all the way and all the world may become guilty before Yahweh Almighty or God. Everyone that blaspheming against this revelation name, you are committing an offense, a spiritual offense. The name above every other name, the name that Satan fears most of all. That's why 150 million people were killed, just vanished from the earth. And this history about the dark ages are trying to be taken out of the history books, but it will never disappear, because it's written with the blood of martyrs. And I'm not talking about Jerome, Eusebius, and Constantine. No. I'm talking about the apostles. I'm talking about full-blooded Yahwist followers, ordinary followers of Yahushua, who are part of the bride of Yahushua. We follow in the blood. Yahushua was killed, his disciples, all of them were killed on different ways, or in different ways, paying with their lives, paying with their own blood, redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. And so were 150 other million other people in a question of 1,500 years. I'm so glad we're living in the time of grace. We're living in the time of the revelation word. That we are not counted under these when it's referring to them that will appear before the white throne judgment. Not the bride of Yahushua. We don't stand before no white judgment throne. Instead, Revelation 20 verse 4 says, we as the bride of Yahushua sit upon the thrones. And judgment were given unto us. So who is the bride? According to Revelation 20 verse 4, we are the juror that's going to say guilty or not guilty. And then they will stand before the white throne judgment, and they will receive their penalty of eternal burning in hell. See, today we need to realize that Yah has called us with a purpose in this 21st century, 2026. The purpose is to serve Him wholeheartedly every day in the best way that we can through the Ruach HaKodesh. We have studied quite a bit of word this week, and I believe that Yahweh is revealing His word unto the bride. Let us be example, and in this weekend let us shine our lights, and let us be as good bread into a lost world. Until Monday, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahweh Shua is coming back again. Hallelujah.